Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk.
Suid-Afrikaanse grootste maatskappye en die regering het in Junie verlede jaar 'n werksverhouding geformaliseer om die strukturele probleme van energie, vervoer en logistiek as ook misdaad en korrupsie aan te pak. Die tweede fase van hierdie regeringssakevennootskap het verlede maand begin toe 160 uitvoerende hoofde van die voorste maatskappye in Suid-Afrika hulle self tot die CEO Pledge verbind het. Die eerste fase was 'n beduidende sukses met die private sektor wat meer as 250 miljoen rand se direkte investering bygedraai het en honderde spesialiste gesekondeer het om Eskom, Transnet en wetstoepassingsagentskappe meer doeltreffend te maak. Nou een van hierdie uitvoerende hoofde is Mpumi Zikalala, die uitvoerende hoof van Kumba Ystererts. Mpumi, thank you so much for your time today. I was very excited when the first phase of this initiative kicked off last year and we now have an official second phase. How is it different? Has the mandate been expanded?
Indeed, Rick, I'm also excited. And I have to say, you just have to understand how critical this is for the business sector when you look at the fact that prior to the launch of the second phase, we had just over 140 CEOs who had signed up. And if you look at where we are right now, we've had more CEOs coming forward. We are now sitting at over 160 CEOs. And it's because all of us fundamentally believe in the power of collaboration. There's quite a bit of work that was done as part of phase one. And we see a positive future as we continue focusing in phase two, because that allows us to ensure that there's continuity and that we'll continue adding other things that we think will make a difference for the benefit of all South Africans.
What is exciting for me is that there are problems in South Africa, significant structural problems, and the private sector is now getting involved, but it's CEOs like you, the senior CEOs of the country, getting their hands dirty. Is there any indication of how much time you actually spend to try and address these structural problems?
I think the first thing is to say all of us are doing this because we believe in our country. And the fact that all of us can make a positive difference, irrespective of whether we sit in business or in government or indeed within civil society, because unions are absolutely critical as well. So from a personal level, I am part of the B4SA Steerco. And in addition to this, I'm also one of the CEO sponsors for the Transport and Logistics Workstream, which is absolutely critical, not just to the mining sector, but to other sectors as well. So I spend quite a bit of time. But I do that in a positive manner because I see the potential benefits for the country. And we've started to see those. You talk about the energy space and you can see it when you look around us. And it's not just for business, but it's for our country as a whole. Everyone is talking about the fact that we've gone for over 200 days without load shedding. And that's lifted the mood of our citizens. Clearly, the government of national unity is also making a positive impact in the investor sector from a sentiment perspective. But I do this, and I bet you as well, it's all the other 160 CEOs. We all do this because we see the power of collaboration. And the president said it during the launch as well.
I think the power of positive thinking, it's a very, very good start to implement productive projects. I just want to use the logistics and transport workstream as a case study. You know, you've referred to Eskom, but you are involved with this logistics and transport workstream, which obviously entails the issues we face through Transnet. Has there been a positive impact in that workstream?
I have to say yes. So the couple of things that I'd like to talk about, firstly, are just some of the practical things that we've been working on. And it's not just for the iron ore corridor, but it's also manganese, it's coal, and it's also chrome as well. So all of us have seen a positive difference in terms of our relationship with Transnet. And we've been working on practical things. So when I look at the iron ore corridor, for example, we've got ourselves as the group of CEOs who are part of this corridor, and we call ourselves the Ore Users Forum, and we've been working with Transnet as well as the NLCC or the National Logistics Crisis Committee to improve the Sishen to Saldanha rail and port system. A couple of things that we've done is that we've been providing some technical expertise around the things that need to be done. Another pleasing one is that we agreed to actually together co-fund what we needed to have a look at around the independent technical assessment, which got all of us to understand exactly what needed to be done. We also collaborated just around the security space, because at some point we also had some copper cable theft along the railway line. And these are, for me, the practical things that we've been working on. We all acknowledge the fact that we are not where we want to be, because ultimately for that corridor, we need to get to 60 million tons per annum. And that's not the space where we are. And that's why we are again looking at phase two, because there's more things that need to be done. And the same thing applies to all the other mining corridors, as well as the rest of the sectors, whether you are talking about the auto sector or you're talking about the agri sector, et cetera. But those are the practical things that we've been focusing on. And in phase two, we want to see the ramp up of greater impact that will come through from additional private sector participation, which is something that all of us are committed to.
The biggest structural problem in South Africa is, I don't think it's arguable even, is jobs. It's economic growth and the lack thereof and the failure of government's policies to accelerate growth to the 3% plus, which we need to actually create the jobs we so desperately need. Will there be in phase two a specific focus on getting the economy to a growth rate of 3% or more and to create the jobs we so desperately need?
Definitely. So part of the things that we've spoken about is that improvements in just the three areas that we've been focusing on for now, which is the energy space, transport and logistics, and also crime and corruption, we've seen that this could actually positively impact our GDP growth and get us to 3.3% by the end of 2025. And this is absolutely critical, because when looking at this, there are estimates that show that this can generate around 1 million additional jobs by 2030. When you then bring it a little bit closer to the space of where we are right now, there are things that we are focusing on. And I mean, this is looking across the board, but also specifically focusing on youth unemployment, which we know is a significant challenge within our country. So we do see the two being interlinked. One, the element of inclusive growth, but also the essence of us just needing to pull together around creating jobs.
Yeah, it will be excellent for the private sector to work with government, not only to fix problems, but also to implement initiatives that are positive and will create future economic growth. Two other problems that are significant. The first one is service delivery at a local government level. And I'm not talking only about rural towns. I'm also talking about the major metros in the country. And the other one is water infrastructure, which seems to be the next big challenge for government after we've seemingly now fixed the electricity generation challenge.
Rick, I mean, those are absolutely key things that need to be looked at. Just going back to the jobs one, I mean, you would have seen that the latest Stats SA report reported that the rate of unemployment improved slightly from Q2 to Q3. So looked at the fact that around 294,000 jobs were created due to stable electricity supply and lower interest rates. The key thing around this is that we all need to just work hand in hand. And some of the things that excite me, such as the acceleration of youth unemployment by scaling SAYouth.mobi, which connects job seekers with potential employers, and also just sponsoring placements through our YES program. So we see massive potential around the space. And then coming into the additional things that you've mentioned, you know, service delivery is a challenge, whether you're talking about the big metros or you're talking about some of our smaller communities. I mean, I look at the Northern Cape and the communities that are closest to our operations. We know that there is a challenge. Business is currently assisting at an individual company level. And yes, there is a question that says, can we actually pull together and do this within the same broader context? I think for me, the big thing is the fact that we are, as individual businesses in all our different corners where we operate, already assisting. So I can talk about things that we are doing together with the provincial government in the Northern Cape and also our Tsantsabane community or local community, as well as the John Dawle Gaetsewi local district as well. And in addition to that, water is another challenge. You've said it. Whether you are talking about the city of Johannesburg or Tswane, or talking about some of our smaller communities in the Northern Cape, we look at the state of the Valgamakgara water scheme. And we know that, again, we've got to continue collaborating around the space. These are things that impact the normal lives of our people. And again, as business, we are saying that we currently do this at an individual company level. We see potential in terms of pulling together as the broader business space and continuing to work with government.
Just lastly, government is not as united as many people think. There are even segments or parties within political parties, and some are not that enthusiastic about the private sector's role in government or the increased role it plays to address structural problems. How is the relationship between the private sector and the government, especially within the GNU, which includes parties that not always sit around the same fire?
You know, the interesting thing about business, Rick, is the fact that we acknowledge the fact that we are not politicians, and our role from a standpoint of saying fully that we will always support government, and that's broader government, around us working on things that will actually make a difference to the lives of all the people of South Africa. So I can't comment on the different political parties, but what I can certainly say is that, going back to our starting point, there are over 160 CEOs who are saying we are committed to working with government to turn the current challenges around. And that commitment is absolutely clear. We are clear on the things that we need to focus on as part of phase two, and that's exactly what we'll do.
I believe so. I've seen the difference you've made during the first phase, and I believe the 160 CEOs will make a big difference. We've got some of the best entrepreneurs in the world, and they do their thing under very difficult circumstances and in economic environment. So if you get involved with government, I'm sure it will really play out and benefit all South Africans. So congratulations on your participation, and I'm sure we will speak again as you announce more successes and we can see the progress.
We'll definitely do that, Rick. And thanks for taking the time to chat to me and to chat to all of us, because this is absolutely critical for the benefit of all South Africans. Some of us talk about the fact that we've got one passport. So guess what? We need to make this work.
Absolutely. And from your lips to God's ears. Dit was dan Mpumi Sikelala, die uitvoerende hoof van Kumba Ystererts. James McKay is die uitvoerende hoof van die Energieraad van Suid-Afrika en hy ondersteun die CEO Pledge ten volle. As leier van die Energie-inisiatiewe vir Business for South Africa was James en sy span van die begin af deel van die vennootskap tussen die regering en die sakewêreld. Hierdie vennootskap is 'n kragtige alliansie wat daarop gemik is om volhoubare, inklusiewe ekonomiese groei en werkskepping te bevorder deur kritieke uitdagings in energie, vervoer en logistiek, sowel as misdaad en korrupsie te hanteer. Die samewerking het reeds positiewe resultate begin lewer, insluitende 6 maande sonder beerdkrag. Die sakewêreld fokus nou daarop om hulle vaardighede, kapasiteit en kundigheid te mobiliseer om die regering te help om die land se energie toekoms te verseker. Nou dat hierdie suksesvolle platform gelê is, is die sakewêreld gereed om nog 'n groter verskil te maak in die jaar wat voorlê. Vir meer inligting oor die CEO Pledge, besoek businessforsa.org.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Moneyweb Potgoede elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Moneyweb Potgoede, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Moneyweb News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.